Okay. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Anybody eat too much? Anybody have to go to the hospital because you ate so much? Just me? Okay. All right. They had to bring the crane to get me into the ambulance or dump truck, as it were, that they had a makeshift pull it out. Did you give thanks this Thanksgiving? Well, who gave thanks at the dinner table? Remember, we talked about everything we were thankful for not last week, but the week before. Did you guys enjoy the Thanksgiving Thankathon downstairs? Yeah, that's the best Thankathon we ever had. Thankathong? I don't know. I'm not sure what that is. But I wore it on Thanksgiving. Okay. Edit, cut. Let's see. So what comes after Thanksgiving? A holiday, right? A holiday comes up. Are you excited about the holiday we have coming up here? This next coming weeks, we have a holiday coming up. And I've been hearing a lot about this holiday lately. I don't know if you have you? Hey, come in, come on, let's go get our holiday stuff together. And so I looked up holiday in the dictionary. Does anybody know what a holiday is? In the dictionary, holiday reads, a day of festivity or recreation when no work is done. How many of you guys are excited about holidays? You don't have to work. You don't even have to get dressed if you don't want. I don't know if you consider getting dressed work. I don't really, but sometimes I do. Where did the word come from? Where did the word holiday come from? I don't know. It's a contraction of the word holy and the word day. Holidays originally represented special religious holidays. The word has evolved in general usage to mean any special day of rest. Now, in the United States, do we have lots of holidays? So name some holidays that we have in the U.S. of A. I looked up a list of holidays from the United States website. USA has a website. It's usa.gov, 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 if you want to check it out. Really cool, interesting facts. And some of the holidays we have are New Year's Day, which is celebrated on January the 1st. Martin Luther King Day is the next holiday. That's celebrated on the third Monday of January. President's Day is a common name for the U.S. federal holiday, officially designated as Washington's birthday. It's celebrated on the third Monday of February. Valentine's Day is celebrated on February. That's also Benjamin Vella's birthday. The love child, as I like to call him. Easter falls on a spring Sunday that varies from year to year. Memorial Day is the fourth Monday of May. You guys don't know your holidays. You need to bone up on your holidays. Independence Day is July 4th. Labor Day is the first Monday of September. Hey. Where was I? Columbus Day is celebrated on the second Monday in October. Yeah, getting warmer. Veterans Day is celebrated on, we just had this one, November 11. And Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday in November. So we got a lot of holidays in the good old US of A. We got another one coming up. Right? Now, how do I know there's another holiday coming up? Well, I have lots of different advertisements telling me about this holiday we have coming up here soon. I've got this one. Has anybody seen this one? I bet you some of you guys have seen this one. I pulled this off of good old MySpace today, the official MySpace holiday guide. presented by Palm. We have Shop for Holiday Deals, our best holiday prices. We have some holiday living trees over here. Got some holiday music. You guys like holiday music? Yeah, okay. Got a holiday guide to computers, holiday decorations, holiday gift guide. I like this one. It's a widget, which is like a little program that goes on your computer, and it says, packed with festive features, our holiday desktop widget counts down the days to your favorite holiday. It can even help you with your shopping. It counts down the days to your favorite holiday. Now, none of these advertisements actually tell us what holiday we're having. I'm not really sure which holiday we are having. All I know is that we're having a holiday, and it's coming up. So I don't know if it's New Year's, if it's President's Day, Easter, Memorial Day, Valentine's Day. I don't think it's any of those days. But we've got a holiday coming up. Are you guys excited about the holiday that's coming up here soon? This also must be a holiday where we are supposed to give something. What are we supposed to give? Gifts, presents, tokens of appreciation. Maybe we bake a cookie or a fruit cake or a hot apple pie, or we give a turkey to our neighbors. Whatever it is that we're doing, we're supposed to give gifts this holiday season. Now, which holiday is it that's coming up? Christmas. Now, how many of these things say Christmas on here? Why is it that it's saying all this holiday, but they're not saying Christmas? Do you think that's kind of weird? Like, whenever, for any of these other holidays, do I say there's a holiday coming up? Happy holidays. Who on Valentine's Day goes to somebody and says, happy holiday? On Labor Day, happy holiday. Happy holiday. We got a holiday coming up. It's going to be exciting. We don't have to go to school because of this great holiday. What holiday is it? Well, it's just a holiday. Can't really say what it is, but it's a holiday. On Columbus Day, you know, we get out of school, right? And it's not, hey, we're having a holiday. You get to get out of school because it's a holiday. No, it's, hey, we get to celebrate Columbus Day. So why is it that Christmas is the only holiday that is referred to as holiday? The only one. At the same time, Christmas is the only holiday where we give gifts. Isn't that kind of bizarre? The only holiday where we give gifts is the only holiday we refer to as a holiday instead of what it's really called. Christmas Day is celebrated on December 25th, which is actually Tito Gonzalez's birthday, in case any of you are wondering. Christmas is a Christian holiday marking the birth of the Christ child, decorating houses and yards with lights, putting up Christmas trees, giving gifts, and sending greeting cards are some of the traditions that we celebrate during the Christmas season. So why is it that people don't like to say, Christmas guide, find the perfect Christmas gift, Christmas music, Christmas deals? How come we don't say Christmas instead of holiday? How come none of these say Christmas? Because they expect America not to be stupid. Why is it they don't say holiday for any of the other holidays? Major important ones. So the only reason why we don't use Christmas is because it's so huge we don't need to use Christmas. Because not everyone believes in Jesus. So they're trying to get Christ out of Christmas. But they still want everybody to come and buy their junk. There's two reasons why people take Christ out of Christmas. Number one, all the retailers want to take Christ out of Christmas because they want to sell Christmas gifts. Oh, excuse me. They want to sell holiday presents to people who don't believe in Jesus. And they think that if you have it Christmas, that, you know, a Muslim's not going to come buy a Christmas gift, is what they think. Or somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus, or an atheist maybe, won't buy a present for their mom because they don't believe in Jesus and it said Christmas gift. So they don't want to support Jesus by buying gifts from Target. However, 96% of Americans celebrate Christmas. 96%. So if there were 100 people in here, only 4 out of the 100 wouldn't celebrate Christmas. There's not 100 people in here. There's about 50, 60, something like that. So out of this room, if you took it as a general populace, out of this entire room, maybe 1 or 2 people would not celebrate Christmas. Okay? So it's not a very large market of people that they're going after by getting rid of Christmas, right? Because 90% of people celebrate Christmas. They celebrate the holiday. So I think what this shows me is just how greedy these retailers are, that they want to drop the name Christmas just to go after that last 4% that they can shovel some junk on. Hey, come buy this stuff. Last 4% is what they're going after. All right? 4% is why they're dropping the name Christmas from Christmas. Now, 80% of the people who celebrate Christmas prefer the term Merry Christmas to, what's the other one? Happy Holidays. Now, when throughout the rest of the year do you hear the term Happy Holidays? Do you hear it on Thanksgiving, maybe? Do you hear it on Labor Day? Bob, Happy Holidays. It's Labor Day. Stephen, 4th of July, Happy Holidays. No, you don't do that. The only reason people do that is because they're trying to get Christ out of Christmas. The second reason, number one reason, is that they want to sell more junk. Second reason is people want to forget about Jesus. Now, why do people want to forget about Jesus? Because what do we learn in that book, More Than a Carpenter? That Jesus made some ultimate statements, and the statements that Jesus made was, follow me, be my disciple, option one. Option two, burn in hell for eternity. Black and white. It wasn't, you can follow me sometimes and we can hang out and be friends and you can eat communion and still go to heaven, but, you know, live like hell the rest of the week. No, it was follow me, be my disciple, option one. Option two, burn in hell for all eternity. That's it. People don't really like that kind of ultimate statement. People don't like that kind of black and white. So they want to still celebrate Christmas and they still want to get presents, but they don't want to actually celebrate Jesus' birth. Now imagine if everybody who, if the small percentage of people, hey, what's going on here? Do you guys need some help or some direction with something? Okay. Let's keep that something outside of the hours of like 7 and 8 p.m. Appreciate it. Thank you. Now imagine if these people succeeded in removing Christ from Christmas. You guys like Christmas carols? I'm dreaming of a white holiday. What the heck? I'll be home for a holiday. No. Have yourself a merry little holiday. What's that Charlie Brown one? Christmas time is here. Holiday time is here. What about rocking around the holiday tree? Or have a holly jolly holiday? Or the one we use, it's beginning to look like a holiday. I don't know which holiday it is. I don't know if it's New Year's or, you know, 4th of July, but it's beginning to look like one. I don't know which one. It's just a holiday. It's starting to look like a holiday around here. Now, those are some songs that we could change the lyrics to. Here's a list of songs we'd have to get rid of altogether. Silent Night, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Joy to the World, The First Noel, Away in a Manger, The Little Drummer Boy, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Angels We Have Heard on High, O Come All Ye Faithful, O Little Town of Bethlehem, O Holy Night, O Come Emmanuel, What Child Is This? Those songs, we couldn't change the lyrics to. We just have to cut them out, get rid of them altogether. Now, I like Christmas carols. Do you guys like Christmas carols? Do you guys like holiday songs? What's a holiday song? I don't even know what a holiday song. You must sing those on 4th of July. Now, here's something interesting. Some of you guys might think it's illegal to put up things in your school or in your workplace that say Merry Christmas on it, right? Have you heard anything about that? Oh, you can't put up Merry Christmas because, you know, you're going to get in trouble, blah, 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 blah. The U.S. Supreme Court, I'm going to read this. This is from Wikipedia.com. Christmas decorations at public buildings were once commonly included, and even nativity scenes were placed up all around public places, public buildings. This practice led to a lot of lawsuits as groups such as the American Civil Liberties Union believe it is the government endorsing a religion. In 1984, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a city-owned Christmas display, even one with a nativity scene, does not violate the First Amendment. So you can put up your Christmas decorations. You can sing Christmas carols. It's not a violation of the law or your rights. So what is Christmas really about? Jesus, right? Is it about gifts? I think Christmas is about gifts. I think it's about gifts. And here's why I think that. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. That's why I give gifts, to remember the gift that God gave me. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. God so loved the world that he looked down on us in our sin and our depravity and our bondage, and he sent his Son to die for us so that we could live forever, so that we wouldn't have to perish. You know, it's like seriously one of the greatest stories ever told, that the God of the universe looked down on us and said, you know what, I'm going to help these people out. I'm going to send them my Son. He's going to die for their sins so they don't have to. And that's what Christmas is really about. It's about God sending his Son to us so that we could have eternal life. And it's not about singing songs, and it's not about decorating a tree, which are all good things, in which I love to do, and I decorate a tree every year and put up Christmas lights. And all those things are fun, and all those things are good traditions. But if that's all Christmas is to you, you're kind of missing the point. And so as we head into this Christmas season, I want you to think about it every time you see the word holiday, because you're going to see it a lot. You're going to see this holiday stuff, holiday, 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 holiday. But it's not a holiday we're celebrating. We're celebrating Christmas. We're celebrating Jesus coming and dying for our sins so that we could have eternal life. If we reduce it to just a holiday, just another day without a name, we're really just giving in to the people who are trying to make money off of us. And there's nothing wrong with giving gifts. I love giving gifts, and I especially love getting gifts. But if that's all you're celebrating, you're really missing out. So this Christmas season, it's not just a holiday. Let it be Christmas. Let it really be something special in your heart this year as you go out and you see all the lights and everything. Don't let it just be an empty holiday. Let it have meaning. Let it take place in your heart. All right? You guys ready to celebrate some Christmas? Yeah. So it's not a, yeah, it's Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Bring, 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 bring. Awesome. Awesome. Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight. I pray you bless every young person in here. Help us to understand the real meaning of this season. Lord, let us draw closer to you each and every day as we have time off from school. Let us not waste it, but let us understand that you are a God who loves us and has a plan for our lives and is wanting to do something special in and through each one of us. And we thank you for that. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry, Merry Christmas. I know you stay true. And everything around us breaking down the chaos. I always see you.
care.